Testing 20.
Andrew's days at Buffalo could be numbered.
And right now, your best friend is your runner.
Tyler hits new highs as a stunt pilot.
No idea, but I can hear him. They're getting stalked, that thing.
And new lows with Joe.
Wire depends on your
confidence. God damn it.
Buffalo's morning passenger flight leaves Hay River heading for Yellowknife.
There's a lot of things you're supposed to check before you start your roll if you got gear pressure or not.
Yes, sir, we got 300.
No, you don't. You got 250. You're up. Roger.
Captain Joe McBrien's not in a good mood. And it's going to get even worse for co-pilot Tyler Sipos. He's forgotten to load some of this trip's cargo, and Joe is seething.
How many pallets of general freight did you leave behind?
It was two.
If I got 50 customers, the freight's going to get there at 11 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock on the doorstep. F***ing kind of service that. I wonder when I seen the airplane was f***ing empty and I walked in it.
That was my decision, General.
You're going to be off this f***ing thing pretty quick.
Yes, sir.
Even after a year and a half sweating it out on Joe's ramp, a simple mistake puts Tyler deep in the doghouse.
If things don't run smoothly in Hay River, it can upset things up in Yellowknife. It's the first thing in the morning with Joe, and if it puts him in a bad mood, it can, you know, it just carries on through the day.
How to get it there is what our business is, not how to leave it for somebody else. Now, you left Graham there to handle the rest of the freight. How do you think that's going to go over? He could handle f***ing freight if he's sitting in your seat.
He just gets in some moods and so whatever. Take it as it comes.
Tyler might try to be philosophical, but Joe's been on his case lately a lot. And it's going to get a lot worse before this week is over. ...14,000 kilometers southwest, Adelaide, Australia, is a world away from Yellowknife.
Go full flap.
Selected. Airplane checks complete. Minimums. Autopilot's coming off. Clear to land.
And Buffalo co-pilot Andrew Vike's been here landing jumbo jets, at least virtually, in a simulator.
30, 20, 10.
Nice job. And we'll give you some reverse right here.
There we go.
Cool.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
After 3 years working his way up the Buffalo food chain from rookie rampy to DC-3 co-pilot, Andrew has a shot at a job with Cathay Pacific, the third largest airline in the world.
This is what your life will become, watching computer
yeah,
screen.
Pretty much. The program, it's an advanced entry course where I would go to Australia for 6 months, do some training. I would then move to Hong Kong, where Cathay's based, and do a type training on an airplane. I would ultimately become a second officer for them.
If Andrew passes his flight testing and gets accepted into the program, he'll fly massive jets like the 747, a huge leap from the old warbirds he's used to.
I would love to fly the 747. That's the one plane that I remember looking up at as a kid and just saying, yeah, I want to be a pilot, and that's the reason why.
But there's no job on the table quite yet. So Andrew arrives back in Yellowknife, where his roommate Matt Foster has been waiting for him.
Good trip?
It's good, yeah.
When do you find out if you made the cut or not?
I'm hoping to find out actually sometime this week. And if I pass, got my resignation ready to go.
Excellent.
See what Joe says this time, eh?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be another Gord exit.
I wouldn't talk to him today.
When Gord Cooling quit last year, after racking up training costs for the company, Buffalo Joe went ballistic.
Right, why'd you spend my money?
I didn't have an interview then. I didn't know another job.
get the f*** out of here right now. Get the f*** out of here right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Thursday I head off. Friday I left.
So Andrew's been hedging his bets and hasn't even told his boss there's a chance he might be leaving.
I figured my chance of making it this far was relatively slim.
Where's Joe? In his office, or?
He's on this side somewhere.
Okay, I'll find him.
But now that he's getting close, Andrew feels he owes Joe fair warning.
He provided me basically with my first job in the industry, and although he makes us work a little hard, we owe it to him, right? Mm-hmm. So that was my reasoning for telling Joe.
Andrew's been on the receiving end of a lot of Joe's wrath over the last couple of years.
But when I see a performance like you've seen this morning, I know f***ing well you don't know. Start talking about quitting, I'll have you out of here in 5 minutes after I land, and I guarantee it.
Now, Andrew's bracing himself for more.
So they flew you over to where?
Adelaide, Australia.
What did they ask you on the interview?
Joe wants to know what Andrew's been telling the big boys about his airline.
They asked me if I ever had any emergencies or incidents, so I had to tell them about the engine shutdowns.
On what airplane?
The DC-3.
You told them about two shutdowns?
That's right.
And they asked you why you want to fly for Cathay Pacific?
Absolutely.
And what did you tell them?
The honest answer is I wanted to fly the 47 since I was a little kid.
You didn't want any references?
I used one from flight school. And Justin has the other.
What did he say?
They didn't call him.
Maybe you failed.
Maybe I did. I hope not, but we'll find out. I told him, like, I'd love to fly here for another couple of years, but if I don't take advantage of the opportunity now, I may never have this again, right?
Wish you lots of luck.
Thanks, sir.
Andrew seems to have dodged a bullet for now.
He's definitely disappointed, but at the same time, he knows that this is inevitable. People are going to move on.
If the Cathay job doesn't come through, Joe could make Andrew's life at Buffalo very painful. Out on the highway, Tyler's heading to pick up Buffalo's newest employee. Because on top of all his other jobs, Tyler's in charge of hiring new grunts to work the Hay River ramp.
So I haven't had the best of luck. The last guy we had here started Thursday morning, and he quit Tuesday morning. Guy before him lasted 4 hours. He quit before 10 o'clock. It's kind of affects me because it's kind of my reputation. I've hired the past couple of guys. I hired this guy, so.
Tyler's hopes are stacked on the narrow shoulders of 21-year-old Brian Burke.
Hey, Mikey.
Hi, name Brian.
Brian?
Brian
Mackey. Nice to meet you. Yeah. You got boots?
Yep.
Ready to go?
Oh, we got a new pair of boots here. Fresh meat.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Strong handshake. Let's see what you can do, eh?
Tyler's batting average ain't really there right now, so we'll see how Brian works out. And I have faith that someone can do the job.
Just hope I don't freeze.
Brian's learning there's no settling in time at Buffalo. He's going right to work.
Yeah. Should have rubbed him in the dirt.
That'll be the last time they're that clean ever.
Should have bought a black pair.
These used to be white.
Here, we'll give this to you. Just pass it up. We'll start a line.
And there's an even more important lesson Tyler needs him to learn.
When Joe speaks, you shut up and listen. Don't complain. Everybody knows it's tough.
Yeah.
Complaining just makes you look like a wimp.
Yeah.
Hard work is recognized here and greatly appreciated because the more work you do, the less work other people have to do.
Yeah.
But Brian's willing to tough it out for the chance to sit in this seat for real.
I figured it was going to be all thrown at you at once, and if you don't keep up, go home, so.
Tonight, Brian's off to Hay River to begin his training.
Buffalo 168 clear to the Hay River Airport by the Yellowknife 1. Departure flight plan for squawk 4532.
Tired of playing Rampy Roulette, Tyler's riding along as well to help train Brian and watch his back.
We don't want to scare him off right off the bat. And so these other guys can, you know, poke fun at him, but I'll be the good guy this time.
And if Tyler's good guy routine fails, he'll be back working the Hay River ramp himself until he can find a new guy who can cut it. ...200 kilometers southwest of Yellowknife. It's time for Tyler to give new Rampy Brian the grand tour of the Hay River Staff House.
I don't know which room they're going to put you in, but...
The accommodations were a little underwhelming for the last couple of new Rampies. And Tyler needs this Rampy to stick around.
I decided you're going to take this one over here. So you're getting a new bed. But for now.
Buffalo provides the Hay River crew with free housing. It's up to them to keep it clean.
I wouldn't look in here right now.
Just like home.
And, the old crack shack, eh?
Oh, yeah. The place wasn't quite set up as nicely as, so hopefully that doesn't scare him away.
The next morning, while Brian's out learning the courier route, Tyler puts himself on special assignment.
Quite frankly, this place is a little disgusting, so...
If you were to show up at a job and this is the accommodations, you expect me to shower in that bathroom? Just filthy. Absolutely filthy.
We're gonna start with the bathroom, which is probably the worst. Just uncomfortable being here right now. So I'm just gonna go ahead and douse everything. There. That should disinfect it. Oh my god. That is nasty.
I've been at Buffalo for just over a year and a half, and most of that has been in Hay River.
So, one way to make them stay is make them feel welcome.
At this point, I'm just praying to God that he's going to stay.
At least it smells good. It's a nice, crisp winter morning in a pine forest covered in mint.
So it doesn't get like this anymore.
Good morning.
At Buffalo's Hay River office, Kathy McBride knows all about the problem of runaway rampies.
We just can't find anybody to last. We're not even talking a month or two. We're talking days and hours.
Another new guy.
In fact, Kathy's pretty much given up on any newbie sticking it out.
I'm not even going to ask his name. He'll be gone, like all the others right away. So he's this new guy. Till another new guy shows up, then he's not so new guy. You scared yet? You gonna make it till noon? How about noon tomorrow? Well, good luck.
I don't think he noticed my paddle.
By the time the evening skeds do in.
So what you'll do is you'll stand here, put your thumb up, follow the tail. So as soon as the plane comes, it's gonna come straight like this. It's gonna spin around and just like walk towards here. And then you're going to grab the baggage cart.
Brian's already looking tired.
And you're going to pull it up to the right side of the stairs. So don't put the stairs up until the chalk's green. So I'll leave you here to give the thumbs up. Doesn't show much emotion yet except for when he laughs. So I don't know how, probably scared shitless or something right now.
It might be a little overwhelming, but for now, Brian seems to have the right attitude.
It's been a long day and hard work, but I'm really enjoying it so far, and I've lost more than 4 hours, so I'm doing pretty good.
So what we can do quickly is if you grab the strap.
Brian's doing good. He's eager. Yeah, he seems to be catching on pretty quickly, which is good. I think we got a good one here.
Tyler's happy, and he has to hope the new guy stays just as happy with Buffalo.
First real winter day here in Yellowknife. The skid is delayed.
Half an hour late, Buffalo's morning passenger flight rolls onto the Yellowknife ramp. Hoping that Hay River is under control, Tyler's back in town. And there's a surprise waiting. The Buffalo Hangar has once again become the filming location of a drama shoot.
Man, that's pretty cool. We can work all night if we have one of those outside.
And action.
The film crew's back for another round of shooting, and they have free rein of the place.
Big film crew come up here using the hangar, and it's been pretty cool. It's been a neat experience.
Yep. So if I'm the plane this way, just bring it a little bit faster.
Okay.
Cool.
And the producers have a specific need.
The coolest thing just happened. Actually, they're looking for a small plane to do some stuff. And you know what? Tyler's the only guy here with a small plane. So we're going to get him going, and maybe he can get some flying in.
Hey, but we'll be back up, right, for some more aerial stuff, so we'll probably see you guys.
Any chance for me to get some flying in is A-okay for me.
Tyler's plane is a 44-year-old Cessna 150 he picked up for a song in Hay River a year and a half ago. Stunt flying could be a rare opportunity for Tyler. But Joe just wants to get back to business as usual.
These guys need this back door open here all day. They're freezing the hangar.
Well, I've asked them a couple times to shut it, and they just look at me like I got two.
My head. So I think I'll shut the door and pull the breaker on it.
I've asked them to shut it, but they won't.
Here, I'm going to shut this door. You use this one here, unless you guys want to double your rent.
Joe is very particular about other people using his hangar. And that could ruin Tyler's big break.
Yeah, it was like this before, right?
It's all cocked to one side?
Yeah, just like that.
Check it out.
Because Tyler has to get his Cessna into the hangar for maintenance.
Private aircraft require an annual inspection. They were more than happy to hire a mechanic to do that. And turned out it was James Dojack.
Did you check to see if your circuit breaker was pulled?
There are fuses, eh?
Oh, the fuses?
Yeah.
And the diagnosis?
No, I have only seen the outside of it. I already know a few things that are wrong, so we're going to have to look at those.
We'll just get it in the hangar. I'll come back for this.
But Joe's already sent word to the maintenance department. He doesn't want the plane in the hangar.
That's Beth. I was wondering about my plane there.
I wouldn't bring it in during the week, personally.
During the week? Okay, thanks.
If Tyler can't get some hangar time, he won't make the deadline for the shoot.
My plane's supposed to be getting an annual done, and Joe's the one that's in charge, and he doesn't want it here. He wanted me to bury it back in the ditch there, so for now. So unless somebody figures it out, I guess it's not going to get the annual done, and I'm not going to be able to use my plane.
Joe could be calling cut on Tyler's flying job before the camera even rolls. The Saturday morning passenger run approaches Yellowknife. And Tyler Sipos is facing a busy day on the ground. Joe's changed his mind, agreeing to let Tyler use the hangar for maintenance on his plane, but only for today.
Should have seen him in the river.
Tyler wants to put the DC-3 to bed fast and get James started on the Cessna.
Yeah, as soon as I wrap this thing up, I'll go and get the thing ready.
Okay.
Nobody's here. Nothing's here. And who the f*** rolled this? F***ing confidence.
God damn it.
Ride. It's not rolled right. Lazy.
But in his rush, Tyler misses one crucial detail. The gear pins are still hanging in the plane. The pins are a safety backup, designed to keep the plane from collapsing if a gear's mechanical lock fails.
Ready?
Yep.
It's the flight attendant who forgot them. But as first officer, it's Tyler's responsibility. And it'll come back to bite him.
Yeah. Tyler, not centered. Your nose wheel's not straight either.
But even though Tyler and James need to hurry, no one's looked under the hood in a year.
You know, it's been sitting there, idle, not doing anything. Sometimes I didn't even want to look in that direction, you know, just for the guilt.
Yeah, I need you to hold the prop.
Oi!
Give it a little jerk. There you go.
Tyler and James can't miss a detail that could mean life or death, like the pedo tube.
I noticed that his pedo heat wasn't working. That's a major thing there. You don't want to be flying around and then fall out of the sky.
The pedo tube is essential for measuring airspeed. It requires a heater to prevent it from freezing up at altitude. It's just one component that could down Tyler's plane if not working perfectly.
Okay, now work through your trims.
Trims, Dojack, I only have one.
Oh, one discount, nine discount.
They're caught between the need to be thorough and Joe's ticking clock.
They wanted us to hurry up, and so we kind of had to hurry and ensure that we got everything done.
Across town, Andrew still hasn't heard if he's got the new job, and he's starting to feel some pressure.
I didn't know what the overall score was Cathay was looking for to be accepted into this program. I was just hoping that I scored high enough.
But he can only hope for so long, so he decides to make a call.
Hi, my name is Andrew Veich. I'm calling in regards to my flight grading assessment.
You know, you're always a little worried, you're always a little anxious that things are gonna work out.
Yeah, that's right, that's me. Excellent. That's exactly what I was waiting to hear. Okay. I'll look for the email and I'll get you everything you need as soon as I can. Thanks again.
Andrew's made it from the Buffalo ramp to a major world-class airline in record time. There's just one formality left.
This is my letter of resignation, saying I'm leaving Buffalo in a week. That's it. The end.
What's going on? You got any news?
I do have news. I gave Justin my resignation this morning.
Oh, yeah? Well, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
3 years, eh? Theoretically, you'll be sitting in a jet before some people are actually in a cockpit. I've never seen it that quick.
Yeah, I worked hard, but I'm pretty sure it was luck.
I think it's good for this company, though.
And now, Andrew is the number one poster boy for Rampy recruitment at Buffalo.
You can tell Rampy, hey, this guy did it in 3 years, and now he's going to a major airline. It gives him a little bit more inspiration, motivation.
I believe Buffalo is one of the hardest airlines in the world to work for, and if you can rough it out, geez, you can make it anywhere.
A lot of people were envious of me and what I got to do here, so it really put it into perspective for me.
Well, have fun there.
We'll see what Joe has to say.
And Joe isn't exactly in a forgiving mood today.
Why aren't the pins in the airplane?
I'll go over now.
Hey, I asked you a question.
Joe's discovered the missing gear pins on the DC-3.
Would you ask Mike to pull you off the skid for somebody else, huh?
Yeah, I'll come right now.
Tell him why.
Yeah.
You can go to your chief pilot tomorrow and tell him why you're not on the skid. That's a good question, isn't it? And ask him what excuse could you come up with? What could you?
I don't have any excuses.
You know how many times I parked an airplane? Maybe once before we forgot the pins. Why would you leave there, sorry, without checking that earth? You're not a good crew. You're not coordinated.
Best thing to do is just let him say what he has to say and take the blame for it anyways. Just got a shift from Joe, so he wants me off the sked, so he needs to put somebody else on.
Tyler's replacement, Andrew Veich.
I'm back on the skid. Oh, man. I actually really appreciate the chance to fly the 3 one more time.
But he'll have to fly with Joe.
If I get him in a bad mood, he might just yell at me the whole time.
While Andrew gears up for a final few flights at Buffalo, Tyler's wondering how many more he can take.
There's reasons like that why I want to leave.
The place gets to you. It wears you down. You work through it and you don't complain. But, it wears on you.
In the air over Great Slave Lake, Andrew Vike is spending his last week at Buffalo flying with the boss. And Joe still hasn't said whether he's angry at Andrew for jumping to Cathay. Andrew's been dreading an outburst over the defection.
I don't know if it's going to be a good flight or if it's going to be a bad flight, and anything can happen if you fly with Joe, so...
And as they hone in on Hay River, Andrew's about to have a much bigger problem.
It looks like you went down there right out of the east, Dane. That's correct. Went to the field at 1:00:15, gusting 20. I guess I know what road you want. We'll go runway 14 there. Yep.
With Great Slave Lake surrounding it on three sides, winds can whip off the water and bombard the airport. Today, they're gusting out of the east almost 40 kilometers an hour, right across the runway. For possibly the last time, Andrew will have to do some hardcore hands-on flying.
0:15, gusting 20, clear to land, runway 10.
And he's got Buffalo Joe breathing right down his neck.
Yeah, you see it out there? I can see the runway, yep. You're in charge of those throttles, you're in charge of those pedals under your feet. The wind's all over the place, so don't be shy. Gear's down, pressure's up. Light's green. I'll take 23 inches. Three flap and down, nose to nose.
Andrew uses the ailerons, the wingtip flaps, to keep the plane level.
Ailerons become less effective, rudders more effective.
And works the tail rudder to keep flying straight.
Full flap. On, throw. Landing checks complete. All numbers done. Rudder, your best friend, right now, your best friend if you're rudder. Pull that aileron into it. Down, put it on, put it on. Pull that aileron into it. Tail coming down.
Andrew has one more Buffalo moment to add to his list.
Oh, yeah, I control. Yeah, control.
Everything in the back's baggage.
Andrew's made it through a tough landing with Joe, but he's still got three more days flying at Buffalo, and Joe's temper could erupt at any moment.
Back green.
On the Yellowknife ramp, Tyler's got his Cessna ready just in time for his stunt flying with the film crew. He and his plane are heading to location.
We're okay right now, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, it hasn't changed. Yeah, the space is clear.
You do have contact.
Yeah, he has. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, I'm Gary.
Tyler and the film crew set up a rendezvous point with the camera chopper.
We'll get over there and we'll just be hanging out waiting.
But in his tiny 100-horsepower Cessna, Tyler's having trouble just getting off the ramp.
Wait, push.
He heads to the rendezvous point. But now, he has to pull off some precision landings, just inches from the cameras.
Because we want to get like a really tight... instead of your wheel.
Yeah. We've got this direction here.
What I'm getting is the airport, right? So if I'm this way here and you come through it, if I'm that way, I'm getting trees in the background. This is for about 2 seconds at the point of impact, right?
I don't want to be too tight. What I want to be is I want to be close and wide. I want to put it like a couple feet away.
Yeah, and then I'll try and just like dip the wheel right where you are.
Okay. Get the wheel as close to that camera as possible.
Right. So just get right close here.
It's already a lot to handle, and he won't be making these landings on a normal runway.
What they wanted to make it look like, we were landing on the tundra in a small clearing fields. Beside the runway, there's a little tiny service road trucks use to get around the airport.
It's a narrow, snow-covered patch of road, unlike any strip Tyler's ever had to hit. The film crew initially thought the only way to get a plane to land on this road was with digital visual effects. But now, they're asking him to do the real thing.
And then it regressed to, well, instead of like doing CGI, we'd like to actually shoot the, you know, landing.
And Tyler's first shot will be more than just a landing.
We're going to do a kind of touch and go on the surface road.
It's a tricky maneuver called a touch and go. Tyler has to come in, touch his wheels briefly on the tiny back road, and then take off again. And he won't be doing it alone. A camera chopper will be following his every move. He's never flown anywhere near this close to another aircraft before. And this one is 6 times more powerful than his Cessna.
Go, Quebec Victor, roger. Let me know when you get the helicopter in sight.
Okay, roger, check. Yeah, we'll let you know.
It'll be more up close and personal than Tyler's ever been with another aircraft. He'll be breaking a cardinal rule of aviation. Stay far away from the other guy.
It should be pretty interesting having a helicopter flying right beside me.
We're not doing some, you know, regular day flying. You know, there could be potential danger.
No, they didn't actually give me any real direction, so they'll just tell me over the radio what they need.
Tyler, step up on the 310.
Yeah, go ahead. Is that you over the bay, low level?
Yeah. Are you still on the west side of the bay right now?
Just coming up over the shoreline, up parallel to the shoreline there. Freaking helicopter right that close to you. You just want to make sure that you fly exactly perfectly straight and trust that he's a good pilot. I have no idea, but I can hear him. He's coming up on the other side. He's higher now. I can hear him. What a little nerving. Like getting stalked at night.
And Tyler hasn't even got to the hard part. In the air over Yellowknife, Tyler Sipos is playing a game of cat and mouse.
Whenever you're comfortable, do a nice gentle right-hand turn.
With a camera chopper that has him badly outpowered and on edge.
I can feel his rotor wash.
Flying a plane that weighs less than a smart car, he has to fight to keep steady in the helicopter's downdraft.
Tower Golf Delta Victor is on for the service road.
Now, it's showtime.
So just warn us when you're ready to start coming in. We're ready for you.
Tyler has to bounce down onto a narrow stretch of road, barely wide enough for a truck.
Had to get down real low because it was a short strip.
He has to hit right on his mark. And get back up before he runs out of room. Just inches before the turn in the road. But there's a tougher landing ahead. First, he's got to come in extremely low to hide the Yellowknife skyline in the background. This time, when he hits his mark, he has to whip right past cameras, lining the sides of the road.
They're not ready yet. They're not ready yet. No. What the hell?
And during this brief delay, the weather takes a turn.
Caution, possible turbulence when you touch down.
At this point, the crosswind crept up.
Roger, we'll check the AOA turbulence. Also, check picture.
That's going to make Tyler's job a lot harder. The camera crew will be positioned so close that Tyler's wings will pass directly over their heads. He'll have to fight the crosswind to keep perfectly straight.
Yeah,
Okay, Charlie, here we go, bud.
Came in low over the trees. And I had to come in at a 45 because directly in line with what we were doing, there was a tower.
Trees. There comes the drop. And birds. And the road. And here we go. And dropping.
After a rough week, this was exactly the release Tyler needed. But it was the flying, not the performing, that he loved.
No ambitions to be an actor. I'll stick to flying. What I'm good at. Or relatively good at. Or wanting to be good at. One day. When you're doing it, you're so focused that you kind of don't realize what you're doing until a little while afterwards. Come back to Buffalo, reality hits you.
And that reality is about to hit him a lot harder than he expects. It's a new morning, and Andrew's finishing up his final flight at Buffalo.
6 flight checks.
He's still waiting for Joe to weigh in on his new job at Cathay.
6,000. Hey, we're down to our last 1,000 feet. Double pick up river at 660.
Joe finally breaks the silence.
So what time are you going to be in Hong Kong?
A week from Monday.
Wow. You'll be pretty busy studying there. What's your first equipment, Airbus?
It depends on how well you do in the training.
Well, consider yourself the top of the class. What do you get?
747.
Wow, so you'll get a 747.
It's Joe's version of a major vote of confidence.
Whether he's yelling at you or praising you for your job, so it's definitely been an interesting experience flying with Joe, that's for sure.
Runway's all yours. On your pedals, heels on the floor.
You know, man, what it comes down to is we all have a love of flying, and whether I'm flying a 47 or a 777 or whether I'm flying a DC-3 or a DC-4, man, put me in the air, I'm happy. Coming at you.
His last trip with me and his last trip with Buffalo. No, he did a very good trip. I fully expected a good trip, and he's right where he should have been when he should have been there. So, yeah, he did very, very well. Actually, I wish the hell I could fly that good sometimes.
Last time I'll ever have to f***ing glycol an airplane.
There's no torch to pass, but Andrew has the next best thing.
You want a jacket?
Yep.
Here. It's yours. You find money in there, give it back. Yep, no problem, man.
Andrew might be finished at Buffalo. But Tyler's still got to tough it out. And Joe's mood is already shifting. He wants Tyler's Cessna off his ramp.
Is it on Buffalo here? So if Buffalo blows over and running up a DC-4 or 46, I got to go out and fix the goddamn thing. I said, no, can you go find somebody that says, okay, leave it there. See, that's your problem. If I had enough room to store airplanes, I wouldn't be getting that lot across the street to clean my yard.
Okay, I'll go talk to him right now.
And then, if you ever don't do that to me, as soon as I tell you something, go find somebody that doesn't agree with me, and you haven't told them that I said.
No, you know? That wasn't my intention.
My intention was to get it over there, off this yard, because I don't want the liability for it. And you, if Dean said no, you could go find Andy, or you find Randy, or somebody would say yes.
While Andrew is soared right out the door, Tyler's only moving down in Joe's pecking order. Andrew Vike is doing his last-minute packing.
There you go. That's what I'm supposed to fly. It's everything on the 747. Cathay Pacific, DC-3. There you go, eh? Going to a company that's started out by flying DC-3s.
His roommates, Buffalo Captain Devin Brooks and his fiancée, Janelle, have a baby on the way. And they really want to take over his room.
This is the big guy in here, and this is Big Mama.
Breast pump. Interested to see how that works.
What's happening?
Anything on the floor you can take. This might fit you because it's huge. That's an insulated onesie. It's never been worn.
You can probably spin around inside of it.
The cold weather clothes, they're going to be retired. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to fill a hockey bag, all the rampies and all the guys below me. I'm just going to dish it out.
This is the easiest way to do this.
There's Devin helping a buddy out.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait till I do it myself. I don't make anything easy to carry anymore, either. Take care, buddy.
You too, man.
Make sure you do keep in touch.
Pleasure having you as a roommate.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Drive safe.
Before he's gone for good, he's got one last pit stop. And one last, very important, goodbye.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for everything.
Jay.
Absolutely. I'm heading out now, so.
Want to hear good news about you?
Absolutely, you will.
I want to see a postcard. I want to see a picture in that uniform.
I'll do that. I'll send it your way.
Promise?
As long as it makes it on your wall of fame.
That's a guy. I got a place I'll pick you out. All the best to you.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Joe. Thanks very much.
He came 3 years ago as a rampy, and he ramped, and he flight attendant, and he drove courier truck. But his flying ability was noticeable right from the first. This is what the coach must have thought when he had a Gretzky hit the ice. This guy's going to go all the way.
Never seen your dad smile.
There you go.
Have a good one, Mikey.
Take care,
pal. You too, man. And I'll miss you. Enjoy the goal.
Andrew heads off on his long drive to Vancouver, where he'll catch a nonstop flight to his bright future. Across the tarmac, Tyler's still reeling from Joe's latest reprimand.
He's had it in for me for the past, couple weeks.
I try to get a hold of Claire.
Nobody's there.
And he's trying to find a new home for his Cessna before Joe sees it still on the ramp. Tyler's thinking of moving more than just his plane away from Buffalo.
Andrew getting a job there with the airlines, it was good to see that. There is an end in sight. I have a goal. I've had the goal since I was a little wee kid. So seeing him move on makes me start thinking too, I need to start moving on, I think.